So let's finish out with your 66-year-old man.
Okay, this is a patient who had a solitary right lobe of the liver lesion. We took out the primary, and he got the metastasis resected at the same surgery, which we do sometimes if it's an easy chip shot. This right lobe of the liver, usually a left lobe will be more easily taken out, but we had took out the primary and the met at the same time. He got 6 cycles of FOLFOX, sort of in pseudo-adjuvant, I guess we'd call it, developed neuropathy and discontinued treatment. This is a few years ago. And he went almost 2.5 years without evidence of cancer, but developed a right lower lobe pulmonary nodule with a negative workup otherwise. So we didn't know if this was a met or a primary. So a new pulmonary nodule, you would always treat it as a new primary, as a solitary. We took him to surgery, and it was a small colon met. And he really didn't want any adjuvant therapy. And so after 2.5 years, seemed reasonable to leave him alone. Then about, I think, 8 or 10 months later, he developed a few liver lesions and lung lesions. And so at that point, we started chemotherapy. He got FOLFIRI-BEV for almost a year. And when I do that, let's say we go every 3 or 4 weeks with FOLFIRI. He had stable disease, but ultimately had an anastomotic recurrence. And he came back to us at that point, and we took him to surgery. I think the message here, this patient lived, I think, 5 or 6 years from his primary diagnosis. And the message is always remember that these patients, if they recur systemically, the reason I chose to talk about this case is when patients progress systemically, go back and look at the primary, because it's not unusual that they'll progress in the primary as well as systemically, and that's what he did. And again, that's always a caveat, these patients who live a long time. He was back in the community. We'd forgotten, actually, frankly, hadn't recommended that they do colonoscopy. I hadn't thought of it. And the idea that patients who live with colon cancer for a long time really can live amazingly long time, but you should be on the lookout for local recurrence. And so that's, I think, the message there. Similarly, in patients where we leave the primaries in place up front, doesn't mean you just forget about the patients. Even in the study that McCahill published on showing the safety of leaving primaries in place in patients treated with FOLFOX-BEV, I think 20% or 18% of patients needed emergent surgery. So you can leave the primary in place at the outset, but if patients are doing very well, think about the primary because you'd like to take it out on your schedule rather than when they obstruct. Then they're usually left with an ostomy of some sort, and it's not a great situation.
What's the current situation with this patient?
This guy, you know, he's not doing so well. He had low volume disease, right, except for his primary. So we took him and resected his primary. He did not respond. He's had maybe marginal response or stable disease on the current chemotherapy. We went back to FOLFOX because it had been a better part of 3 years or 4 years since he'd had oxaliplatin. Interestingly, didn't develop any neuropathy, but he's maybe, I'd say, metastable disease. Again, this is an example of a patient who's done remarkably well almost without our interventions. I mean, essentially, surgery is about all we've done for him with a little bit of chemotherapy, and this is the biology of the disease. You can cherry-pick these patients, and he's 6 years out.
How is he doing on the cetuximab?
Well, so the problem is he didn't get a rash, so he's a very informed guy, and his doctor in the community was planning to do the Everest deal, was planning to dose escalate the cetuximab to try to get him a rash. And that's where we stood. I recommended against that because I don't know how much marginal benefit he'll get. And I should also say that he's got low volume disease. We took the primary out. He's got a few mets and in fact is not threatened by his volume of metastatic disease. But once they get on the merry-go-round of chemotherapy being aggressive, that's where they are now. To me, this is a patient who was 6 or 7 years out. I would have liked to hold off until there was something really cool to do, maybe figure out how to get checkpoint inhibitors to work in non-MSI high patients, for example. But this patient is on treatment. Be interesting for me, I think at some point he'll probably opt off the treatment and how well he does just by if we leave him alone after that.